Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
That's the multi-talented, just ask him, KC Jones, lounge singer and celebrated former player and coach for the Boston Celtics. Of one of the players he coached, Dennis Johnson, KC Jones said this week, Dennis came here and he essentially ran the team. It's good to see him get the recognition he deserves. Said recognition came in the form of Johnson's election to the Basketball Hall of Fame, in which he joins such illustrious teammates as Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish, as well as his complimentary former coach, the lyrical KC Jones. Johnson was named to the NBA All-Star Defensive First Team 5 times, and he was a 5-time All-Star as well. He earned championship rings with Seattle in 1979 and with Boston in 1984 and again in 1986. During his years in Boston, he developed a reputation for selfless, team-oriented play. Beyond all that, I remember that Dennis Johnson had a fine eye for the absurdity of life in the NBA, or at least for the absurdity that those chronicling that life sometimes impose upon it. During the finals between the Lakers and the Celtics a little over 2 decades ago, the press was admitted to the old Boston Garden during the break between the times established for the two teams to practice. Larry Bird stood under one basket. Magic Johnson stood under the other one. Each was surrounded by dozens of writers, TV sportscasters, and camera people, scattered in the stands between the baskets with plenty of room to stretch their long legs were the rest of the members of the two teams. They might as well have been tourists. I walked into the stands and took a seat beside Dennis Johnson, noted his half-smile at the scores of men shoving each other for position under each basket, and said, "Crazy, huh?" "Yeah," he told me. "There are some other pretty good players on both teams." He was right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Worthy were among them, as were the aforementioned Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale. Johnson certainly belonged in that company, and the only sad aspect to his thoroughly appropriate election to the Hall of Fame is that he is not here to enjoy it. Dennis Johnson died of a heart attack 3 years ago at the age of 52. My appreciation of Dennis Johnson will be included in this week's program, as will another little bit of KC Jones at the mic for your listening pleasure. We'll also reference Kansas City by looking back at the NBA team that used to play there, courtesy of some of the players who were on that Kings team before the franchise moved to Sacramento. We'll update the Masters Golf Tournament, of course, with an eye toward whether it will have the fairy tale ending for which they're hoping at Nike headquarters. I'll also be speaking with our NHL correspondent, Helene Elliott, since it's almost time for the competition that will determine which team will emerge with Lord Stanley's celebrated vessel of victory. I'll be talking baseball cards with Josh Wilker, who's told his life story by means of same, and we'll be hearing from some of you who were outraged that we presented competitive pole dancing as a sport last week, as well as from the defenders of that precarious endeavor. So join us, and remember you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.